Just a quick word from our sponsor before we jump into today's episode. Optimizing your internal processes can often be a huge unlock for streamlining revenue and getting you and your team, if you have one, out of a manual process. If you're looking to reduce costs and headaches in one fell swoop, consider graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. It's the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere, and you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Everything seems to be more expensive these days, so proven ways to cut costs and boost performance at the same time, like NetSuite, are kind of a no-brainer. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/SPI. netsuite.com/SPI. Once again, netsuite.com/SPI. And now a quick word from our sponsor before we start the show. Ready to earn sustainable income while creating the work you're passionate about? Get started with Memberful. Whether you teach online courses, host a podcast, run a blog, or write a newsletter, Memberful has all the tools you need to unlock revenue and deeply connect with your audience through subscription membership. Their platform allows you to easily gate content, communicate with your audience, and tier membership access directly on your own website. Plus, with Memberful, there's no need to change your workflow. They work seamlessly and integrate with the tools you already use, including MailChimp, Discord, Zapier, ConvertKit, Google Analytics, and more. Utilize their powerful built-in features and dashboards and watch your business grow. The best part? Memberful gives you full control and ownership of your audience, your brand, and your business. Get started for free at memberful.com/SPI. One more time, that's memberful.com/SPI. This is the Smart Passive Income Podcast with Pat Flynn, session number 169.
Welcome to the Smart Passive Income Podcast, where it's all about working hard now so you can sit back and reap the benefits later. And now your host, he takes singing lessons over Skype, Pat Flynn.
Our sponsor today is Uplift Desk, creators of office furniture designed to help you work better and live healthier. If you're like most entrepreneurs, you probably spend a lot of time sitting. Well, a standing desk can make a huge difference. It's actually a complete game changer. If you haven't tried one before, this offer from Uplift is for you. Plus, you can support the show at the same time. Visit UpliftDesk.com/SPI for 5% off your order. Over a million customers have chosen Uplift Desk. Innovative product designs, reasonable pricing, same-day shipping, free accessories with every desk. You can see why they're such a big hit. Standing while I work helps me get the creative juices flowing, helps me focus and stay productive, and I'm way more alert when I'm standing. And Uplift is a great deal. An industry-leading 15-year warranty, free shipping, free return shipping if you need to do that. And they provide a state-of-the-art experience. They're stable, made of very solid materials, and there are over 100 desktop choices and customizations available. Go to upliftdesk.com/SPI for 5% off your order. That's UPLIFT desk.com/SPI to get 5% off your entire order. What's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here. Thank you so much for joining me in today's episode of the Smart Passive Income Podcast. I hope you're doing well, and I'm really excited because today's episode features a guest who has built an incredible following and really an empire from zero. And obviously, everybody who builds something starts at scratch, but this person did it in a way that is different from how other people are doing it. He's not using blogging as the primary platform. He's not using podcasting as a primary platform. He's not using video as the primary platform. He's using a digital magazine, and he's crushing it right now. This is Nathan Chan over at foundermag.com, founder without an E, F-O-U-N-D-R, mag.com. And part of its strategy, I mean, he's got a lot of strategies under his belt that are quite unique, actually, which I'm really excited to talk to you about. But one of those strategies is utilizing Instagram to build his following. And he reveals some incredible numbers in terms of how many email subscribers he's getting from Instagram specifically. And it gives us a lot of very actionable Instagram follower advice and just a lot of other great things too. So without further ado, here's Nathan Chan from foundermag.com. Hey, what's up, everybody? I'm so happy to welcome Nathan Chan from Founder Magazine. What's up, Nathan? Welcome to the SPI podcast. How are you?
I'm great, thanks, Pat. I'm so pumped to be here. You don't understand, like, how excited I am.
Why are you so excited?
Because, you know, I started Founder like 2.5. I started Founder March 5th, 2013. This is my first real business, and your podcast, everything you do, that was like one of the first things I found. And I remember looking at your income reports, you know, when I was in my day job before I even started the magazine many years ago, and just being super inspired and listening to your stuff and to actually be here. It's really, really exciting.
Well, you deserve it. You've been doing a lot of great things. We talked a little bit before recording about what we were going to discuss, and I'm really excited to pick your brain a little bit about these things, not just for everybody else out there listening, but for myself too. You're doing a lot of things very differently than how I've seen other people grow audiences and build tribes. And so we'll talk about that. But okay, your brand is at Founder Magazine. That's FOUNDRmag.com. And it's a beautiful kind of product that people could pick up in terms of the way you're producing content for people. I mean, most people, their primary platform is a blog or a podcast or a video channel, but you have here a digital magazine. What made you decide to go down this route?
That's a great question. So pretty much I always wanted to start my own business, but I didn't know where to start. And the cold hard truth is the magazine, putting it together, was actually a course. It's like off the shelf software. So that product that you see is a piece of software called Magcast, and Magcast teach you step by step how to create your own magazine. So there's actually a lot of people, like you said, that have started magazines, but for some reason, it never took off, or it just didn't go the way they planned, and then they just finished things up. But the reason I started Founder was because I wanted to read a publication that I could relate to, and then I had the opportunity to create a magazine. And the rest is kind of history, man. I knew podcasts were really hot. I knew this interview thing was really hot, and much like you, when you get on the interviews, I wanted to be able to, you know, pick other people's brains and find out how they were doing it. And I just thought that the magazine could be a really cool play that would allow me to differentiate myself in this space. And I knew that there wasn't really a magazine targeting, you know, young entrepreneurs, early stage startup founders, novice and aspiring entrepreneurs. And I just felt that there was something there, and I didn't know where it would work, but I was just so frustrated with my current situation. I was working a 9-to-5 job. So yeah, there was a number of reasons I launched it, mainly because I thought there was a need, and I thought it was an interesting play compared to everyone else that were doing things, much like yourself. Like you've got a podcast, you've got a blog and stuff like that, but no one really had a magazine. And yeah, I was pretty much just given the opportunity to create a magazine.
Did you see other magazines before you started yours and you were like, this might be kind of cool if I did it in a different way for this particular audience? Or was this just something that kind of came out of nowhere for you?
Yeah, look, there was a couple of magazines that I did see, but for the most part, it just came out of nowhere. Like I knew nothing about publishing, design, apps, you name it. I just winged it, man.
Well, there's a lot that goes into a magazine. I've known a lot of people who have started magazines in the past and they're not around anymore, and there's a lot that goes into it, the content that goes into it, obviously. But then not only that, the imagery is very important that goes along with it, plus the constant kind of publishing dates that have to keep coming out. And then there's the business model and all those sorts of things, which we'll get into. How did you wrap your head around really how to do this? Or was it kind of Magcast that helped you figure it out? Like what were the hardest parts about getting it started?
I guess the hardest part was, just wrapping my head around it, working out what people want. When I first launched the magazine, Pat, it was actually called something else, and I got sued for trademark infringement. So I had to change the name.
Really?
And I was sued by like one of the biggest business magazines in the States. I can't say who, but that's as far as we can go, unfortunately. Yeah. But I had to change the name, and I took a little bit of a pivot. So at first when I launched, it was a little bit about really like self-development and less about entrepreneurship. But when I got sued like first 4 months in, I kind of redid everything. Like I had to change the name, had to change the website, had to change the magazine issues. And I kind of pivoted a little bit to this whole entrepreneurship startup scene because I felt that was something that I felt would be a bigger, hotter market, and more something that I was interested in too, because I was interested in the entrepreneurship stuff, but also like the personal development stuff. And it, I don't know, I guess it was a little more sexy, this whole entrepreneurship stuff. Like everyone wants to become an entrepreneur right now. And yeah, I really tapped into that. And, you know, when I started, it was difficult. I went through three different graphic designers. I'm lucky enough to have one designer who's absolutely amazing. And I've been working with him ever since I started. So 2 years ago, we've been working together. I've been to his wedding. So that was the hard part, working out the design. The content play actually isn't as hard as you think. So, you know, we're a monthly publication. We publish at the middle of every month. But, you know, we have two to three interviews and then probably about 6 to 7 pieces of content. And that's, you know, packaged up what you see, like, you know, amazingly designed PDF. Before you even see that PDF, it just goes into a Word document. So it's just all this text and it's fully edited and goes to our designer, and then he knows exactly what to do. He's got access to all these images and he knows what order it's going to be in. He knows the segments. He knows, yeah, just how to lay things out, and he just, yeah, works his magic. And then we put it through the Madcast platform, add all the interactive elements, and yeah, that's, you know, that's how we publish it out.
And then from Madcast, after you put in all the bells and whistles into it and have it be interactive, what do you do with it from there? Do you sell it on off of the Apple platform, or how is it being distributed?
Yeah, so we leverage the Apple platform and the Google Play platform. Now, most of our traction comes from the App Store, and pretty much Apple take care of everything, like in terms of payments. So you don't even have to worry. Like once you publish it through the Madcast platform, add all the bells and whistles, you know, the interactive elements, that's it. You know, people will get a notification that it's ready on their device. So we're exclusively for mobile devices and tablets. And then, yeah, that's it. You move on and start working on the next issue.
That's cool. So it's a lot easier than, I would say, putting together an actual magazine, a physical magazine, just because it's purely digital. And once people subscribe, it just gets automatically delivered to them. So that's pretty cool. How much is it to subscribe to your particular magazine?
So it's $2.99 a month, direct debit auto renewal, or $21.99 a year. Or we have an offer where you can purchase, because we've been going for a while now, you can get this back issue pack where you can get 24 back issues for $39.99. But yeah, or you don't even have to subscribe and get one off issue for $4.99.
That's pretty cool. And then, so it's all driven through Apple or Google Play. Can you give us an idea of how well the magazine is doing? For example, how many subscriptions do you have, or how, you know, any ballpark figures on in terms of income?
Yeah. So look, we're a profitable six-figure business, and we've got 20,000 monthly active users reading, consuming our content.
Wow, that's incredible! Congratulations.
Oh well, thank you, dude. It's been a long, hard slog. You know, like I started Founder when I was working my day job. It took me a while to work it up. It took me about just over a year to build it up so I could leave my day job and replace my income. And for a long time, I've been doing stuff underground. Nobody ever heard of my work. And I've just kind of been really persistent and patient, man. Like I just, every single day, I'm just moving the needle forward. There might be one little thing that I do, but it just kind of, it's kind of growing.
You know, that's what this is all about. Seriously, just keep moving the needle forward. Keep pushing a little bit every single day. And so you said it took maybe a year until things got to a point where you could quit your 9-to-5 job. Can you give us maybe a rough timeline since the day you started the magazine, what it was like to promote it and market it, and when things finally started to really gain traction for you?
So when I first launched, even before I launched, it was so difficult, Pat, for people to even like want to be on the magazine. It's crazy looking back. Like if you look at the front cover, like of the first issue, we had a stock image. We didn't even have a successful person. Like now we've got, you know, Tim Ferriss, Barbara Corcoran, Seth Godin coming, Tony Robbins, you name it. Like it's not an issue to get these hard to reach people and super famous and influencers in the entrepreneurial niche. But in the early days, no one would get back to me that, yeah, the first issue was like super embarrassing. Like one of my favorite quotes is, if you're not embarrassed by the first version of your product, you've launched too late. Mm. And, you know, for me, I just had to launch, and I'm still to this day super embarrassed by it, but
that's okay. You should see some of my older YouTube videos and my very first few podcast episodes. I cannot listen or watch them. I kind of cringe. But you're right, and I think it's really important to, like Seth Godin always says, you know, just ship it, but also ship it and follow through and keep going with it. And you've obviously iterated several times in terms of how you've done things and who you've gotten on the magazine. Now, I mean, going back to that first one, I mean, why would people want to be on the magazine? Because it's nobody's ever heard of it before. How did you finally, you know, come from nobody to somebody where people want to come on your magazine?
So I just worked my way up the chain, really, man. Like, I, you know, did a couple of interviews. I finally got people that want to speak to me. I showcased what a front cover looked like, and I just grinded it out. Like, I cannot stress to you enough, Pat, like the amount of work that I've done, you know, just waking up before my day job. I was even doing interviews sometimes on my lunch break at my day job. I was doing all sorts of crazy things just to interview as many people as I could, whoever wanted to speak to me, and just work my way up. And then the big game changer for us was the Richard Branson. Once we got Richard Branson on the front cover, that was a game changer in terms of social proof and getting more people to come on. And that happened on very early in the piece. We interviewed Sir Richard Branson for issue 8 of the magazine.
Yeah, not bad. That's still pretty early.
Yeah, not bad at all.
How were you able to get him to say yes?
So there's some great takeaways here. If you want to interview hard-to-reach people, first things first, there's a few different ways you can go about it. We got Sir Richard Branson because we worked our way backwards and, you know, contacted the book publishers. Then we found his head of PR. So we you know, found someone in Virgin, and then we pitched that person in Virgin. So the first piece of the puzzle is, if you want to reach or get in touch or interview any of these hard to reach people, you need to find their gatekeeper, whether that's a internal head of PR person, whether that's their personal assistant, or whether it's an agency that represents them. Like, for example, Tony Robbins, Tim Ferriss. I got those interviews through a external agency that Tim uses to get him press.
Ah, okay.
So, you know, they're the three sources of how you're going to get these people. And, you know, with Richard Branson, I pitched the head of PR over a phone call. I had her number. I had her email too, but I called her up. I was so nervous, man. But, like, as you can imagine, and I was persistent. You know, that's one of the biggest things that I want people to take away is, you know, when I get pitched every day now, people want to be on the magazine, they want to be on the front cover. And like 99% of those pitches I have to say no to. Like, our editorial calendar is full for 2015 and has been for a while now. And I say to people, like, you know what, like, come back to me. You know, I'm happy to, you know, speak to you again or whatever. And do you know how many people actually come back to me, actually follow up, Pat?
I'm guessing hardly any.
Exactly. And it's all about the follow-up, man. It's all about that persistence. So I, you know, called that PR person like at least 4 to 5 times. I left like voice messages saying, "Hey, I'm Nathan from Founder Magazine. I'd love to talk to you about featuring Richard on a future issue." And I remember being on the phone to her when I finally got onto her, and she was just about to catch the tube because she's based in London. Mm-hmm. And she's like, "You've got 2 minutes. I'm just about to catch the tube." And I remember I pitched her and I was stumbling and I had such a big emphasis because I really, really wanted to feature him on our magazine so people would take us seriously, man. Because, you know, I felt that no one was taking me seriously with the publication and what I was trying to do. And she said to me, like, you know, "Thank you. Like, please understand, we get asked this like 10 times a day. Shoot me an email. I promise. I will get back to you, but it might take me a while." And then like a couple of weeks later, like, I just sent a really, really good email, and I'm happy to share that email with your audience because I played on the fact that his first business venture was in fact a magazine. Yeah, she said, I pitched for a Skype interview, funnily enough, and she said he's super busy, but happy to do it over email. And I took that and ran with it. Yeah. Like, you know, sent questions. He worked with his team, got a whole ton of images, put together an image for him on the front cover. And that was a game changer for us, man, because anybody going forward, I could use that because it was a beautifully designed issue. And, you know, anything going forward, I could say to people, this is what you get, and show that example. And then we kind of just built up our numbers slowly as well. And I can go through with you marketing strategies on how to grow the magazine. But yeah, that was a real big turning point for us.
That's awesome. That's a great story. Thank you for sharing that, Nathan.
Oh, you're welcome.
Now, a few questions. Do you feel that this magazine strategy is an underutilized strategy that a number of other niches can likely get into?
Yeah, look, it depends on your play, right? So I've realized, like, you want to talk about like long-term strategy and stuff. Like, what I've realized is the magazine is an amazing tool as a front-end product. So people look at Founder and they're like, oh, wow, you know, they've featured all these amazing interviews and all these influencers, and we have a whole ton of gold. Like, you know, everything that we do is all about actionable, strategical, tactical based content. So it's not the kind of stuff you would get in a regular magazine. Our magazine is very unique and different compared to any regular business magazine. But I've realized I'm not going to become a millionaire off the magazine. If I want to take Founder from a profitable six-figure business to a profitable seven-figure business, I need to build up a back end, man. Mm-hmm. So I think a magazine is a really, really powerful tool for building influence. It's also a really powerful tool for having a part of your business model that has continuity, which you'll find is it's popping up a lot now. A lot of information marketers, people doing digital products, a lot of people are moving to this recurring revenue model, or this SaaS. You know, SaaSes are so hot right now, software as a service, like just this recurring revenue business model. I think it's really powerful because it's quite predictable. Mm-hmm. And that's the whole play, really, for me. It's like, use the magazine as a tool to get influence and to build up our authority in the entrepreneurship space and the startup space, but then feed that through for the podcast, you know, content for the blog. And then also, yeah, put people through, you know, some sort of sales process. And our community wants more. One thing I can tell you is, you know, we're killing it on Instagram right now. We've built that from zero to 170,000 in just under 7 months. It's super engaged. We've got a massive community there. I'm rapidly building an email list like crazy just from Instagram. And so many people are joining our newsletter from Instagram. But you know, our community have said, you know, Nathan, how are you doing this? Can you show us? I need more customers. I need more sales. I need more leads. I need to build my email database. So, you know, our community is actually asking for this more holding your hand video stuff, training, you know, Founder Academy, Founder University training type stuff. So our business has kind of evolved as I've spoken to our community and found out what they've wanted. Mm-hmm. But I think, yeah, look, I think a magazine is a brilliant way to build influence. It's a brilliant way to build authority in any niche. But I think people need to realize that it's not an easy game, man. It is definitely not an easy game. It's a hard slog and you have to hustle really hard.
What are the costs associated with starting a magazine like this?
So I bootstrapped Founder from the ground up and I outsource pretty much everything. Mm-hmm. The only writing that I do now is the editor's letter. So, you know, you've got costs for content, you've got costs for editorial, and you've got costs for design. But to put together the first publication, and I got some really, really talented people on before we launched. I launched, including the cost of the app, like building the app and Magcast, because Magcast build the app for you and maintain it and teach you how to do it. To put together Magcast at the time, it was like the magazine and launch was $3,000. It cost me $3,000, and I got us at breaking even in about 4 to 5 months. And
it's not too bad.
Yeah, it's not too bad. And then ongoing costs, you're looking at anywhere between, you know, depends how like the quality that you're putting together, but a few thousand dollars a month, mm-hmm. your operating costs for the magazine.
Are you working with people local or are you working with people kind of overseas? How did you find the crew that you're working with?
Yeah, so, you know, our design team's in India, and they're super, like, Karan, me and him are such great friends. I even went to his wedding, man, last year in December. That's cool. In India. Like, and we're catching up in the States. We're traveling around the States together next month. And we're really great friends. So I have to mention Karan from Animus. They're brilliant. And I've got an editor in the States. I've got writers all around the world. I've got an AV editor in Hungary. So, you know, we've got content writers all around the world. So yeah, just fully through Elance and Odesk, really. A great place to find designers also is Behance.net because like a lot of creatives hang out there and they just showcase their best work and you can pitch them cold as opposed to an Elance or an Odesk where you put up a job and you get spammed like crazy. You can pick talent from Behance.net or Dribbble. There's some great places to find designers.
What was that last one?
Dribbble.
Ah, got it. Yeah, I've heard of those sites before, actually.
Yeah, they're really great. Like, you can find some really great designers there.
Nice, very cool. Thanks for sharing that. Okay, let's get into the marketing of your magazine. And obviously, a lot of these tips can be used for marketing for anything. But let's talk first about Instagram, which you mentioned earlier. So to go from 0 to 170K followers is quite a feat. You know, I've had my Instagram ever since Instagram started, and I'm only at 7K, and that's with a large audience in other spaces. How do you go from not even really having an audience to 170K on Instagram? What are your top strategies to growing your Instagram following?
Yeah, so Instagram has been a really massive match made in heaven for Founder too, man, because anybody that's looking at Instagram is always on their phone. You can't even create content from your computer. So for a while there, like the first 3 months, I was just pushing people to the iTunes landing page, which goes straight to, you know, it opens up straight on your phone if you're on an Apple device. So that's a really good source of customer acquisition for us for the magazine. Mm-hmm. But our top five strategies, I think first things first, you've got to be very, very clear on the goal of your Instagram account because you only have one clickable bio link. So you only have one clickable link and that's what people go to. You'll find it very hard pressed to get people to go to a link that you put in your caption that's not clickable and it's really long or whatever. Like you want to make things as easy as possible for people. So whatever your clickable link is and whatever your goal is, that's what you need to be 100% focused on for your Instagram account. And then the next piece of that puzzle is you just kind of work backwards, man. Like, what's the kind of content that really resonates with your audience? You know, you need to know your audience so extremely well. And for our audience, Pat, and for a lot of niches, for some reason, it's this quotes game. I do understand it, but I don't understand it. But
by quotes, you mean these images that are essentially words and different designs that say something maybe motivational or inspirational?
Yeah, that's it. Like startup facts. Like I try and do the startup facts and business quotes kind of play, like little differentiate ourselves a little. But, you know, for us, you know, our audience, man, they love quotes and they are very, very shareable. And a lot of people want to tell their friends. And, you know, a great way to grow really, really fast is to post a ton of quotes, like not just post quotes, but post a lot. Like we post sometimes 9 times a day. And the more you post, the faster you grow because the quotes have that virality aspect. But, you know, if you are only posting 1 time a day, one quote as opposed to 9, imagine how many more people are tagging in their friends, you know, doing that at symbol, at Pat Flynn, you know, hey, check out this account, whatever. And that allows you to grow really, really fast. Obviously, with that content as well, you know, you can do little tricks like you ask a question. Asking questions can be really powerful. Like, I will be a millionaire and then dot, 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 and you get someone to fill in the blank. You can get, 1,000+ comments just by asking a question like that because it's something that a lot of people aspire to, if you're an entrepreneur, it's a big metric of success. Then another thing is your design. You want to be making your aesthetics need to be great. You know, I take a lot of pride in the content that we put out across the board. Like we didn't really touch on the magazine itself, but it's beautifully designed, man. Like
it
we
is.
Get
a compliment.
Yeah, we get. Thank you. When we get complimented quite often for the level of design for our website, our magazine, or any of our collateral, and I think that's a really big takeaway for people is I'm a big believer in a brilliant and amazing design to stand out. I think that people, if your work is not designed well, people won't trust it. If it is designed amazingly well and you've paid more attention than most, you'll stand out. And that's how you, that's another way to get noticed. That's a brilliant marketing strategy, I believe, in itself. Just creating something that's cool, kind of funky, that catches people's attention, catches people's attention, and they'll be like, oh, what's this? You know, and triggers some emotion where they get excited and stuff like that. So, you know, design for the quotes and the content that you put out there on Instagram is massive. Then hashtags. Hashtags is a game changer. You know, here's a quick win for people. If you, when you post an image on Instagram, do me a favor and max out your hashtag. So put those hashtags not in the caption, write it in the comment. And you, if you post an image and then you click write as a comment and you put in, you know, 30 hashtags relevant to your niche, I promise you will see a difference in engagement as opposed to not using any hashtags at all or 1 to 2 hashtags.
Oh, really?
It might be a little spammy, but because you're writing it in the comments and if you get more than 4 comments, it will be hidden. So people won't see when they first come to your image unless they click view all comments. So you can hide those hashtags. It could be just a little 1 to 2% that helps for the growth of your account. So that's a quick win for everybody.
Wow.
Another quick win is to use a tool like WordSwag, or for if you're on Android, you can use a tool like Fonto. So it's really easy to create these quotes, or there's another one called Typorama. Mm-hmm. And, you know, people probably think that to create this content, we use, you know, they're designed in InDesign, and some are designed in InDesign, but for the most part, most of them are designed on your phone. You can do the best quotes. Like, I don't use Canva or anything like that, man. We use apps on your phone, and they're so easy. Like, you just type something in, you choose a background, and then you just click the dice and it just gives you all these different font styles. And then you just choose whatever you want. Like, it's really easy. Like, it's so simple. And you can get something really, really good. So they're two tools, Fonto or WordSwag. They're brilliant. And then hashtags, as I mentioned. And then another piece of that puzzle is getting other accounts to share your page.
I've noticed that happening a lot with some of the people I follow. Like, I follow some basketball highlight Instagram channels, you know, where they show little clips of basketball highlights from the playoffs and stuff. And they're always like every 3 or 4 or maybe like once or twice a day, they give a shout out to some other channel with a really cool video. But it's always like an endorsement almost for following somebody else.
Yeah. So what you've just described is called, there's an acronym for it. It's called an S4S, share for share. And that is a game changer. If you can do, like, we try and do 3 to 4 share for shares a day, and that's part of our content strategy. So people might be overwhelmed that, oh, wow, you're posting 9 times a day, Nathan. How, you know, that's a lot of content. You know, 4 of those images might not even be ours. They might be somebody else's quotes or, you know, startup facts or business-related content. So that kind of takes the pressure to produce so much of your own content and you mix it up. But, yeah, look, am I allowed to plug like a landing page with a cheat sheet for everybody?
Oh, that'd be awesome. Yeah, I'm going to download it right away.
Yeah, so, you know, I've created a custom cheat sheet which has got all of our best top 10 strategies on Instagram. If you go to foundermag.com/Instagram hacks, you'll be able to download that.
So foundermag.com/Instagram hacks?
Yep.
Got it.
Yeah, that's I could talk about this Instagram stuff all day, but please pick my brain, Pat, because that's for the most part how I'm doing it. There's a lot more with that, but you know, they're our top strategies. And if you follow that stuff alone, you will see some great growth with your Instagram account.
It's just so incredible because Instagram to me, before. I've seen all these people do incredibly well on Instagram, and we have a few other interviews coming up where people have also used Instagram to be a primary channel for the sales that they do, some for physical products, some for information products, all across the board. Well, I mean, when I first got into Instagram, it was more like, hey, here's my family and here's what I had for breakfast. And, you know, and people enjoyed that. People who wanted to get a little glimpse of inside the life of Pat Flynn, which is what my primary strategy was for this. And I wasn't ever going to kind of go hard with promoting it, but because I didn't see any real benefit from really trying to grow it as big as I could. It was just kind of there. Dude. It was just kind of there for people who were kind of wanting to get deeper into the life of Pat Flynn. But I mean, it just seems like, especially based off of your numbers, that it's an incredibly just beneficial way to, or it gets results. And that to me is still hasn't set in for me that it can actually do that for you.
Oh, Pat, like, I am so big on Instagram. It's not funny, man. Like, in terms of how much I believe in that platform, but just because I've seen like the stuff that we're achieving, like, you know, last week alone, and I probably shouldn't be telling anybody on your audience this because it's such a good channel. Like, keep in mind, I've built this 7 months ago. So 7 months ago, we had zero. And last week alone, we did 2,700 email signups in 1 week.
Email signups from Instagram.
Yeah, I probably should be telling you about that, man, because it's that good.
Jeez.
But, like, it is insane. Like, okay. I don't know why I just told you that.
No, thank you. let's keep – that's my job to get that kind of stuff out of you. But let's keep going with this. Okay, if I want to build my email list off Instagram, you know, building your following is obviously important, but then giving people the call to action to subscribe, how do you get them to do that? Do you get them to do that by going to a specific link? And for those of you who are listening to this who aren't really sure yet, the clickable link that Nathan mentioned is in your bio. So you kind of, and I've seen people do this, you tell them to click on the link in your bio, right? Which is how you get them to click on something. But like, what is the incentive to go and do that? How are you getting people off of Instagram onto your email list?
So first things first, if the whole goal, that, and it came back to the first, strategy was, what's the goal of your account? It might not be to get them on your email list. It might just be to get sales. But whatever you do, you need to ask. You need to post an image related to tell people to do that. And, you know, for us, it just comes back to, like, you know, online marketing 101, Pat. Like, what does your audience want? What is their biggest frustrations or problems or deepest desires right now? So I know for a fact that there's a lot of people on Instagram that follow our account that are interested in business, but they don't know where to start. Like, there's a lot of people out there. There's a lot of entrepreneurs, man. And that's what Founder is all about. We want to show you what it takes to build a successful business. We want to crush that entrepreneurship mindset and just saying you're going to create something or wanting to create something, but you don't actually put anything out there, because that's so hard. You know, I did that. I was in that mindset. I was a wantrepreneur for many years, many, many years. Mm-hmm. So I know that that's something that our audience on Instagram specifically is struggling with. And I know that it's a younger type audience. So we give away an amazing guide. You know, something we do with Founder is we under-promise and over-deliver. Like, anything I do, I want to give away so much value. Just like yourself, you give away so much value for free to build that trust. So we give away this amazing step-by-step guide. It's like 60 pages. It's actually a special issue inside the magazine. It's a special subscriber-only issue. So, you know, if you want to get people to sign up to your email list, you have a link that goes to a landing page that's built in lead pages that I've heavily split tested. And still to this day, I'm constantly A-B testing. It's converting at about 37%, and it's really minimal. It's a minimal landing page, it's very simple. You know, we've got testimonials, we've got case studies there of people that have actually read the guide, and we give that away. And, you know, that's pretty much how I'm doing it. And we, you know, I post images of that guide, man. I post images of that guide on a phone or on an iPad or, you know, just like, I write some text saying, get the free guide to start an online business. And I might post an image or a variation of that image every few days. Just depends. But you definitely see a spike in email signups when you post an image. So it comes back to, you know, old school selling, dude. ABC, always be closing. You got to ask for the sale. You won't get the sale if you don't ask for it. That's something Derek Halpern taught me.
Yeah, true that. And there's a great resource out there you just reminded me of called placeit.net. You want to create different scenes, I guess, with your product in it, different people with different platforms or different devices with, you know, you can just drop an image and it'll be placed on their computer, on their iPhone, on their watch and on a computer, wherever. That's placeit.net. I think that could be pretty useful actually for if you're kind of trying to sell something or get people to download something off of Instagram.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. So, dude, this is great. Okay, so beyond Instagram, what else is working to help promote Founder Magazine?
So there's another one that has been a massive game changer, and I have to mention this because anybody that wants to start a magazine, they have to get really good at this one thing, and it's better than Instagram. And this is, keep in mind, please, Pat, it's for the magazine only in the App Store, not, you know, bring people to our website, not bring people to our podcast or anything like that. It's App Store optimization. If you want to create an app in general, you need to get very, very, very good with SEO for the App Store. So, Pat, if you type in Entrepreneur Magazine, Founder will come up right next to it. It's number 3. If you type in Forbes, you type in Fast Company, you type in HBR, Harvard Business Review, Founder is piggybacking off all of these massive magazines. And for the most part, that's how a lot of people are finding us.
That's cool. I see you right here, right next to Success Magazine, Fast Company, Modern Entrepreneur, Success, Inc. And here's a picture of the Founder Mag with a big bright letters that say idea on it with a picture of Richard Branson on it. How can you miss it?
That's right. And, you know, I know for a fact that with Richard Branson on the front cover, I've tested this. You know, I'm all about testing, man. I love testing stuff. I love data and stuff like that. And like, I know for a fact, if we have Richard Branson as the first cover and the first thing you see when you find the magazine, we'll get 30% more downloads.
That's so crazy.
Yeah, we're just doing, like, this is the lowest hanging fruit for anybody that wants to start a magazine or create an app. It's really just trying to piggyback off big apps and getting really good on ranking for key search terms that people are looking for, because you've already got that starving crowd. Like, don't worry about, you know, getting someone to read your blog post and then being like, oh, wow, okay, this is a great blog post. I'm going to pull out my phone or I'm going to pull out my iPad and download their app. It's way easier to get someone to download your app if they're already searching for a similar like-minded app, you know what I mean? And they've got their credit card on the back of their iTunes account or their Google Play account, and it just works really well. I have to also mention that, you know, to download Founder, the app, it's free. And even once you get inside and download and open up the app, we give away like a free issue, a complimentary free issue, which is the Richard Branson issue. It's one of our best issues, just to showcase, you know, I think it's rich to ask people still to pay for a magazine that they've never heard of before. So you want to give, like, you know, much like you give away your best stuff, man. You give away so much, man. And, you know, that's how you've built such a massive community and so much trust that when you launch something, people just love, like, you know you're going to produce quality. Like, I purchased that smart player, that your special player, and we have it on our site. It looks so good. Like, you know, it was a no-brainer for me to purchase that when you launched that. So it's kind of a similar kind of play. Like, when you open up the magazine, you know, you'll see, you know, download your first issue for free. You know, we offer a free trial as well. You can try before you buy. So it's kind of building that trust too, I think, you know. We are a top 10 ranked business and investing magazine. So we sometimes, sometimes sit even higher than Entrepreneur or Fast Company or Fortune in the rankings. But for the most part, we sit next to those guys. So we are now like on the same level as them in the digital space, but still it's a very hard play to ask someone to pay for a magazine they've never heard of. And that's another thing too, Pat, like, that's why it took a while to build it up, was because if someone downloads Founder, and even if they did see Richard Branson, you know, you get to issue 7, right? And they download Founder, like, they'll only see 7 issues. Like, how do they know when they subscribe they're going to get another issue? So now when you open up Found, there's like 20 or 30, like there's at least 30 or 40 covers in there. Mm-hmm. So their trust is there that when you subscribe, it's, you know, you're going to get another issue. And we say we're a monthly publication, and we're, a lot of people think we're a really big business, man, but the real truth is I'm just working out of a co-working space, and we've got like a global team that are all contractors, and I'm just about to make my first hire.
I think the design has a lot to do with it. It looks super pro.
Thank you, bro. Thank you. But the main thing is app store optimization. And for anyone listening, there's a great tool out there that I highly, highly recommend that has been a game changer for us to work out how to rank really well. It's called Sensor Tower. So I play a lot of different games, Pat. I play the social media game with Instagram. I try and play the content marketing game with the magazine and the content we put on the blog, and the traffic's slowly building up. And then also I play the app game.
Yeah, I'm looking at it. So Sensor Tower, S-E-N-S-O-R, tower.com. And how does that help you exactly?
Well, it helps you work out the highest traffic keywords for your niche. But then once you've worked that out, you've got to be testing them, man. You've got to try and put those keywords in the name of your app if you can. And if not, put them in the keywords section, the metadata section, which allows you to have up to 100 characters. And then you can kind of, with Sensor Tower, work out how you're going to rank. So hypothetically, right, because we've got Entrepreneur Magazine, like Founder, a young entrepreneur magazine, in the name, and we've got, you know, around 200 reviews in the US store, and I know Entrepreneur Magazine has like 250. Hypothetically, dude, because it's same with the podcast, like you told me over our interview, it's all about the reviews. And since you told me that, man, we've gone from like, you know, 50 or 60 reviews to like 2 months or 3 months later, to about 2 months later to like almost 180 reviews in the US store. Because I'm listening to what you're telling me, Pat. So I listen. That's another
thing
I do. Thank
you for listening.
I listen and take action. But same with the apps. You know, you've got to get as many reviews as you can. And hypothetically, dude, if we get more reviews than Entrepreneur Magazine, potentially, I'm not sure if it will happen because they're so big, that we might rank higher if someone types in Entrepreneur Magazine if we have more reviews than them. I don't know if that'll happen, but there's a high possibility because that's how app search works. You've got to have it. The first thing they look at is that keyword in the name? If it's not, they go to the keywords and then they would look at the reviews. Mm-hmm. And if you have the most reviews and it's in the name, you're going to be the highest search result. It's pretty basic stuff. It's like old school Google stuff, you know?
Yeah. Well, I'm looking at Entrepreneur Magazine in the US right now. They have 247 ratings. You have 200. But they also have 159 of those 1-star. Yikes. So
yeah, that's because their app used to always crash. Like it's just basic, like, you know, basic stuff, man. That like I'm lucky that our off-the-shelf software, it's not buggy and it works really, really well. But for some reason, they were using like, I don't know what, it's like some sort of platform that just was always crashing and it didn't work properly and people were getting so frustrated. Yeah. And that makes my job easier. Well, our work easier. Like we're a totally different play. Like if you look at Founder compared to Entrepreneur Magazine, you know, that's a massive magazine, dude, with 150 or 200 pages. You know, magazine is like, it's bite-sized. It's like 60 to 70 pages. And we put the interviews inside, obviously. And it's just like something you can consume in, you know, a few hours. And it's like $2.99 a month. It's like cost of a cup of coffee. And we're really focused on just actionable stuff, you know, stuff that really helps entrepreneurs, the stuff that me and you thrive off, you know, all the stuff that I've just given over this past 50 minutes, man, like that stuff that people can take away and put and apply into their business. And we're about the story too, but entrepreneur, I guess their biggest play is the story and not so much actionable stuff that you can take away.
Yeah, that's cool. Awesome. And just to verify, Magcast was a platform that you used to kind of get everything up and running for your magazine. Magcast.co.
Yep, Magcast, and that's my off the shelf platform, and it's pretty cheap.
Well, I'm looking at it now, and I clicked let's get started just to kind of see what the process was like really quick while you were talking, and it says to get started you would need $3,564 a year. So maybe they've upped the price, but I could see everything that's included. One iPad, magazine, unlimited issues, unlimited changes, unlimited multimedia and links, unlimited optimization, app revenue is 100% yours. So I could see that there's a lot of benefit to going down this route. Obviously, it's going to cost a little bit more. And I know some people who have kind of bootstrapped even further and created it on their own, but you also want that experience to be great for those who pick it up, especially if this is a long-term play and something that you want to look great, that can lead into other things that you could sell down the road.
Yeah, look, that's it, man. The prices definitely have gone up. I think that I can get a discount for anyone that is listening. I don't know. Should I get people to email me, or is that too crazy?
It might get crazy.
Okay.
Maybe all right. They can, I don't know. How should we? Maybe yeah. Leave a comment on this blog post and then.
Yeah, leave a comment on this blog post. And I'm confident that, because I didn't know it was that price. Like, I know one of the guys that created Magcast. So I think might be able to get it for $3,000 a year. But still, that's a bit of money. But yeah, look, if anybody is needing that, I can definitely help.
Cool. Yeah, leave a comment on the blog post and say that you're interested, and Nathan will find some way to, Nathan and I, don't worry, Nathan, I'm not just going to leave you hanging, but we'll find a way to get you that information if Nathan can pull any strings or something.
Yeah, most definitely. Because yeah, last I heard was $3,000 a year, but no, that's all good. So yeah, hit me. What else can I do? What else can I help you with, dude?
Well, you know, we're at the 50-minute mark already, right at the cap of where I usually like to end the interviews. But I feel like I could go for days with you. You said you were traveling to the U.S. Are you coming by San Diego at all?
I would like to, but however, I'm not.
How close are you going to be?
I'll be in L.A.
Okay, well, it's a couple hours. Maybe if the schedule's aligned, maybe I can make a trip up there and see you or something.
Yeah, that would be awesome, dude. There's a lot of people I'm catching up with.
Shoot a quick video and maybe to help promote this if we have the time. But we'll chat off the air about that. But anyway, just again, thank you so much for coming on and providing all this insane information. And again, this is a totally different way that somebody is approaching the idea of building a following and building authority and generating lots of income as well, and using what he's doing as a platform to create other things down the road, and just obviously providing massive value. And it's really cool that you were like, dude, I'm just running this from my co-working space. Like, it's really cool that you've been able to achieve all you've achieved. And, you know, I'm super proud to have you on the show.
Well, thank you so much, Pat. Like I said, I'm a massive fan of your work. And it's just, for me, it's like such an achievement, accomplishment to be someone that, you know, didn't know you, saw your work, massive fan of your work, and you've asked me to come on. So look, I'm just so grateful to be here, and thank you so much. It was so much fun.
Thanks, Nathan. I appreciate it. And we'll talk soon.
Yeah, for sure. Ciao.
Oh man, what an epic interview. Nathan Chan from foundermag.com. Nathan, I know you're listening to the show. Thank you so much. And I remember for everybody listening, after we finished recording, Nathan was just wanting to make sure that this was great. And he kept asking me, you know, is that good? Like, maybe we can do it again. Dude, it was great. And I think it's going to be very inspiring to a lot of people who were maybe trying, maybe they've been playing around with different platforms like blogging and podcasting and video, and it's just not for them. Well, this could be it for for those people. So digital magazines, and it's really cool that you mentioned all the resources there. Also the Instagram hacks and all those sorts of things. It's just, man, great job. And I can't wait to put a lot of that into effect, actually, especially on my Instagram channel. And you can find me on Instagram at Pat Flynn. You can find Nathan at Founder Mag, same FoundrMag, and see what he's up to. And obviously the show notes are always available at smartpassiveincome.com/session169. Again, that's smartpassiveincome.com/session169. You'll get all the links and resources there. Also, I want to take a quick moment just to thank you. I don't know if you realize this, but you, the listeners, have made a massive impact on the direction of where Smart Passive Income has gone. As a result of you, I've been interviewing certain guests that you've recommended. As a result of your recommendations, I've been tackling different topics that are of high interest to you. In addition to that, I created a brand new podcast called Ask Pat, which you may have heard of before. And on that show, I answer voicemail questions from you as well. You can actually check that out at askpat.com. But that wouldn't happen if it wasn't for you. Obviously, Ask Pat, there needs to be questions in addition to my answers in order to make that show a success. And I'm so thankful that it's there. And I have you to thank for that. I also have you to thank for pushing me to create some online courses to help you through a number of the different problems and pains that you might be having with your online business, the scaling of it, just even the start and the process of it. Even though there's a lot of great free information here via the podcast, I know this from my own experience as well, courses can be life-changing because you purchase a course and you are just in that mindset of actually doing that thing that course tells you to do. And I have a number of different courses available to you if that's the kind of thing you need in order to actually finally start getting results and taking action. So I know a number of you have already taken action, which is fine. Like, I'm not trying to push these courses on you, but they are there and available for those of you who would much prefer to get that targeted information and the accountability and the handholding through those processes. So if you want to check out and see all the courses that are available to you, all you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/courses. That's a page that's going to continually grow over time as well. So keep checking back, smartpassiveincome.com/courses. And I look forward to hopefully seeing you there. Thank you again so much. Show notes are at smartpassiveincome.com/session169. I appreciate it. And if you have a sec, please head on over to iTunes whenever you have a chance. And please leave an honest review and rating for the Smart Passive Income podcast. I read them all. And I try to go to as many different countries as I can because it's not always easy to find the reviews from other countries. But I want to read them. I want to read them. I want to improve. And I'm always doing what I can to best serve you. And I can't wait to serve you in the next episode of the Smart Passive Income podcast. It's going to be a great one. We have a guest who's returning to deliver even more content. This is based off of popular demand, actually. And even I wanted him on because I wanted to pick his brain. And it's just amazing the content that was generated. So look out for that in episode 170. In the meantime, keep crushing it online. I'll see you on Instagram and Twitter at Pat Flynn. And love you guys. Thanks so much. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Smart Passive Income podcast at www.smartpassiveincome.com.
Hey there, and thanks for sticking around to the end. If you're looking for more great shows like this one, definitely give How Success Happens a listen. Another great show from the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. On How Success Happens, Robert Tuchman features some of today's brightest entrepreneurial minds talking about overcoming challenges and viewing them as learning experiences to create success. The challenges that entrepreneurs face are ultimately what make many of us successful, however we define success, and that's what the show is all about. There's lots of names you'll surely recognize on the show every single week. Just recently, Robert had Nasty Gal CEO Sophia Amoruso on the show, and the former CEO of Snapple the week before that, which is really awesome. So listen to How Success Happens right now on Apple Podcasts, Google, Spotify, or Stitcher.